Tonight with Robin Lustig. If you're out of work and looking for a job, you're probably less interested in whether the very rich are subjected to a 50p income tax rate or a tax on their £2 million-plus homes, and more interested in what the government plans to do to help more employers hire more workers. Today, the opposition leader Ed Miliband, in a speech, and the business secretary Vince Cable, in a leaked letter, came up with pretty much the same idea: a state-guaranteed business bank that would specialise in lending to small and medium-sized businesses to help them to expand. This was Mr. Miliband.
Apple and Intel are incredibly successful firms in the United States. Not many people know this, but they came about because of a program called the Small Business Investment Company Program in the United States. That was government-backed guarantees with the judgment made by the private sector to help small firms. Now, we don't have something like that in this country. That's why I've been talking about a British investment bank this morning, which can actually help those small firms to grow, because there are lots of small businesses in this country who just feel they can't get that loan from the banks, and that hasn't been properly addressed, and this might be one way of doing it.
Well, Vince Cable, in a private letter to David Cameron and Nick Clegg written a month ago, suggested much the same thing. Why not create a British business bank out of Royal Bank of Scotland, he suggested, with the specific task of lending to businesses. At present, many small businesses complain that banks won't lend them money, so they've had to come up with alternative strategies to unlock investment funds. Charlotte Ashton reports.
The heartbeat of the Black Country. A specialist hydraulic testing machine pumps away in a workshop at Phoenix Calibration and Services Limited in Brierley Hill near Dudley. They've been growing for the last 9 years. Annual turnover now is nearly £1 million. Vicky Wilkes is the director.
We're expanding on all fronts at the moment. We're buying new premises, we're buying new equipment, and we're just in the process of funding the single biggest project that we've ever had.
And will that mean taking on more people?
It will, yes. There's 13 staff at the minute. I see us taking on at least sort of 3 or 4 more staff in the next couple of years, full-time if possible.
This is exactly the sort of growth story that's happening across the West Midlands at the moment. But there's another trend which isn't such good news. Because when Vicky Wilkes went to the bank to get some financial backing for their new project, the immediate answer was no.
It's not like we haven't got a track record. I'm not a new business. It's only as we're making this step change in size that we need this investment. And you would think that a bank that's got all of our numbers and all of our figures should be able to make that decision and back us. We're manufacturing, we're in a growth sector. And you just sort of feel, well, if you won't back us, who will you back?
It's a question business leaders in Birmingham are anxious to answer. Like Paul Heaven. He runs corporate finance consultancy Blue Skies and is also on the board of the local enterprise partnership, responsible for promoting growth in the area.
Relatively few of the banks have invested in sector experts. Most of the banks don't have a kind of automotive expert or an aerospace expert or an ICT expert to whom other relationship managers can refer when they're considering a loan application from one of those sectors.
And now, more than ever, Paul Heaven needs the banks to understand how the automotive sector especially works. Car giant Jaguar Land Rover, or JLR, announced today that their latest model will be manufactured in the West Midlands, a massive opportunity for JLR's local suppliers. And to give them the best chance of getting the finance they'll need to expand and take on the new work, Paul Heaven arranged a meeting between the banks and JLR.
The event that we organised was really just to give the banks an opportunity to listen to the way JLR, and this would go for any other automotive OEM, work with their key suppliers. And it was also an opportunity for JLR to listen to some of the complexities and difficulties that the banks have when they're trying to assess loan and funding and finance applications. The test of whether this whole exercise has worked will be 6, 9 or 12 months from now, when all of those new contracts are placed and we look back and see how many of them we managed to get placed here in the UK.
These might sound like rather desperate measures, but then these are desperate times. Yesterday, a survey of 15,000 small and medium firms showed one-third have had loan applications rejected. But Sue Hayes, head of business banking at Barclays, insists they are doing their bit.
We've got constant accept rates, and we lent £33 billion last year of which $11 billion was to small businesses, and Birmingham will be a representation of that. And so therefore, to say that banks aren't lending isn't a fair statement. One of our aims is to get lending to businesses, as is appropriate, as fast as we can to them. There's no reason why, as a bank, we wouldn't want to do that.
Sue Hayes points to Barclays' network of 1,700 local relationship managers and the seminars and lending clinics they run as proof they're trying their hardest. But it might be too little, too late. Earlier today, Labour leader Ed Miliband called for a new state-backed British investment bank, a plan the business secretary Vince Cable agrees with. They're not the only ones looking for alternatives to the traditional banking sector.
Your heating, your audio, video, and allows you to control them all through a standard smart device, any sort of smart device.
In his small premises in Birmingham's Jewellery Quarter, Adam Kent shows me a new home technology system his company, Inado, has invented.
I think it'll be quite the same sort of music.
Deals are in the pipeline that could see Adam's business take off exponentially. But it wasn't the banks that put up the finance for him to develop this product. Instead, it was Birmingham City Council, through a scheme called Finance Birmingham, set up to invest in local businesses.
I certainly think that without the help from Birmingham City Council, we wouldn't have been able to develop the product, and I doubt whether we'd have survived through the last few years. I think it gave peace of mind, certainly for 12 or 18 months, so that you could purely focus on what it is that you wanted to do and get on with it.
Do you think this is an area that Birmingham City Council should have to be venturing into? It's the job of the banks, isn't it?
If Birmingham City Council is there to sell Birmingham, then this is exactly what they should be doing.
Birmingham City Council is the only local authority in the country running a scheme like this, unashamedly stepping in where, they say, the banks have failed. Here's Conservative councillor Tim Huxtable, in charge of enterprise.
I think if there's still a systemic failure in the banking industry to loan to SMEs who have that two-year trading demonstrable track record, or to innovative startups, then I believe there is the role for the local authority, a role for other financial providers.
And calls for other financial providers are getting louder. Because, say businesses, British banks just want too much in return for their money, if they'll lend at all. And with no alternative, well, the likes of Adam Kent say they'll be packing their bags.
There is no lending out there, really, for small businesses from the banks unless you want to sign over your house.
Where are you looking to next, then, for your next tranche of funding?
The Chinese. We're in discussions with a Chinese company because, basically, there's no UK money available to develop that. I don't want to see it go overseas and end up making profits and creating jobs for another country. I want it in this country. And for that, I think the financiers have got to take a good, long, hard look at themselves and work out really what they want to develop in the UK.
Birmingham business owner Adam Kent ending that report from Charlotte Ashton. Well, it's only 2 weeks to go now till the Chancellor